Episode 3. This is the third part in our 20th annual October Pro-Life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. 2 weeks ago in Episode 1, as we gave thanks to Almighty God for our 20 years of persistent pro-life preaching in season and out of season, we reflected on the encouraging words from Pope St. John Paul II in his encyclical letter, Veritatis Splendor. St. John Paul II reminded us that keeping God's law in particular situations can be difficult, extremely difficult, but it is never impossible. Temptations can be overcome and sins can be avoided because Jesus Christ gives us the grace and the strength always to keep God's holy law, even in the gravest of hardships. These words of hope from John Paul II are the foundation for this year's pro-life miniseries. It is not impossible to live as Jesus asks us to live. We are not discouraged, because our Lord never abandons us, even in our darkest hour. He gives us supernatural grace to keep his holy law, even in the most difficult circumstances. Last week in Episode 2, we reflected on the words of Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta during her address at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. on the 3rd of February, 1994. Mother Teresa said, "Any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is why the greatest destroyer of love and peace is abortion. If we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another?" In other words, how can we be upset when we hear of terror, violence, and murder when we've allowed a mother to kill even her own child? The news media had wall-to-wall coverage of the massacre of 58 people in Las Vegas, but in that truly was a tragedy. It was terrible, wicked, and evil. But we heard nothing of the 3,700 people in the United States who die every day because of abortion. Since the massacre in Las Vegas on Respect for Life Sunday, 51,800 Americans have been murdered in the wombs of their mothers. Now that's a massacre. The beautiful truth is that every human life begins at the moment of conception in the wombs of our mothers. Even Dr. Seuss knew the truth. A person is a person, no matter how small. This week, Episode 3 begins exactly 2 days after the 100th anniversary of the final apparition of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Fatima in Portugal and the 100th anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima on the 13th of October, 1917. I have spent a considerable amount of time in the last 2 days talking about the miracle of the sun and the final message of Our Lady at Fatima. So for this episode 3, I want to reflect on something that Sister Lucia said. Sister Lucia, you know, she's one of the three children to whom our Blessed Mother appeared to in Fatima in Portugal. The three children, right? Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta. I want to reflect on something that Lucia said. And this story is a story about Cardinal Carlo Caffara, the Cardinal Archbishop of Bologna in Italia from 2003 to 2015. He just died, by the way, just over a month ago on the 6th of September, 2017. And a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away that nobody remembers, Cardinal Caffara was asked by Saint Pope John Paul II to establish the Pontifical Institute for Marriage and Family at the Lateran University in Rome. And when he was establishing the Institute for Marriage and Family, Cardinal Caffara wrote Sister Lucia asking for prayers for the new Institute on Marriage and Family. Remember, Sister Lucia is one of the three children who saw Mary at Fatima. She was still living at the time at a convent of the Carmelite nuns in Portugal. And to Cardinal Caffara's surprise, he received a very long letter from Sister Lucia, one of the three Fatima children, in her own handwriting. What did Sister Lucia say to Cardinal Caffara? Here's what she said in part. The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family. But do not be afraid, because anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be contended and opposed in every way, because this is the decisive issue. However, Our Lady has already crushed its head. The words of Sister Lucia to Cardinal Caffara. The final battle will be about marriage and the family. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that this battle is going on, right? I mean, everybody can see the crisis, right? Contraception is rampant. There's millions of abortions. We have same-gender get-togethers between men and men and women. We have adultery and infidelity that skyrocketed. We have divorce and remarriage without the blessing of the church and without receiving an annulment. We have men and women not getting married at all. Men and women living together before marriage. And, the list just goes on and on. Clearly, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. The final battle is about marriage and the family. And so it doesn't surprise me that anyone who works for the sanctity of marriage and the family will always be opposed and contended. And I ask myself, when did all this begin? This destruction of marriage and the family. And it's very interesting to me because I think it all goes back, not to my surprise, exactly 100 years. 100 years. It goes back 100 years ago when the angel of Portugal was appearing to the three children, Lucia, Francisco, and Jacinta at Fatima, in order to prepare them for the messages of Our Lady. In that same year that the angel of Portugal was appearing to the three shepherd children at Fatima, on October the 16th, 1916, that's tomorrow. On October the 16th, 1916, a person by the name of Margaret Sanger opened a family planning and birth control clinic at 46 Amboy Street in the Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York. It was the first in the United States. In February of 1917, 100 years ago, just 3 months before Our Lady began appearing at Fatima, Margaret Sanger began publishing the monthly periodical Birth Control Review. And I know you're going to find this hard to believe. Margaret Sanger was actually arrested 100 years ago for promulgating birth control literature. She was arrested. She believed that it was her mission to assist the human race toward the elimination of all unfit human beings. It's contraception that has directly led to the destruction of marriage and family, and it all began 100 years ago. And so 100 years ago, the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God and our Mother, came to help her children. the Blessed Mother came to help her children. It was a simple message: prayer and penance. Pray the rosary, do penance for the conversion of sinners. It was simple, not complicated. Pray and do penance for the conversion of sinners. Now, I don't think it was an accident that there's been 100 years since the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima and 100 years since the beginning of the destruction of marriage and family with the evil of contraception. 100 years. Why this 100 years? Perhaps it has to do with Pope Leo XIII. Do you know the story of Pope Leo XIII? What happened to him on the 25th of September, 1888, after he was celebrating Mass in the papal apartments? After he celebrated Mass that morning, it was the 25th of September, 1888, 4 days before the feast of St. Michael the Archangel. He collapsed. All the Vatican officials came over in the papal hall and said, "Oh, the Pope is dead, the Pope is dead." And they tried to revive him. And he wasn't dead. He came to consciousness. And he told those in the papal household, he said he had just seen a vision up by the tabernacle. He had seen a vision of Jesus and Satan. And they were discussing. What were they discussing? Satan said to Jesus, "I bet you I can destroy the church if you give me 100 years. And, the devil said, "I am going to have a greater influence over those who give themselves to my service." And to the devil's request of 100 years, the Lord apparently replied, "You will have the time and the power." Pope Leo XIII was absolutely traumatized by this event, and he sat down to write a prayer. And he wrote the prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. It's a very long prayer, which we kind of have a condensed version of. And he wanted that prayer to be said at the end of every Mass for the protection of the church against the attacks of evil. 100 years, if you believe that. Some people say that the 100 years was supposed to occur during the 20th century, like from 1900 to 2000. And I think, maybe. But what if the 100 years began in 1917? If it did, that means that the 100 years of the devil were over on Friday, on the 13th of October, 2017. Even if you don't believe this, Sister Lucia reminds us, don't be afraid. Our Lady has already crushed the devil's head. Indeed, we have no need to be afraid, no need to be discouraged. Jesus and his mother have already crushed the devil's ugly head. This is what Isaiah reminds us this morning. On that day, the Lord of hosts will destroy the web that is woven over all the nations. He will destroy death forever. On that day, the Lord God will wipe away the tears from their faces. The reproach of his people he will remove from the whole earth. On that day it will be said, "Behold our God to whom we look to save us. This is the Lord for whom we looked." Let us rejoice and be glad that he has saved us.